Welcome to the Post Podcast. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Communications. On this edition of Updates from the Post, Hayes Public Library Communications Coordinator Callie Kolasny speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about wrapping up the summer youth program. This interview originally aired on KAYS on Monday, August 5th.
Callie, welcome to the Eagle Morning Show. What's going on with you today?
Well, the Hayes Public Library, you mentioned the Hayes Aquatic Park. We were there on Saturday night because our summer challenge has concluded, and one of the prizes or benefits for all of the youth that completed the summer challenge was they got to go to the aquatic park for free, and we had some pizza and other food there for them, and really had a lot of fun. As far as some of the numbers with the summer challenge, we had 310 adults that participated, and we had over 1,600 youth participants. So it was really a great turnout. We're very happy with the numbers, and everybody seemed to enjoy the programming and the different challenges that they needed to complete throughout.
It was
fantastic. And so again, we want to thank everybody, our sponsors that were involved, and all of the participants, the youth and adults, everybody who took part in the summer challenge. And we're already looking forward to next year, and we'll be, I'm sure, getting started on the planning pretty soon.
You know, there's so many things that happen at the Hayes Public Library. It's kind of community event center, really.
Yes,
a lot of things happen. One of the things that I saw that's kind of out of the ordinary, but still, it's still part of what you do, staying involved in the community, is Community Threads. And that's coming up August 10th.
Yeah, that'll be up this Saturday. And we've had a bunch of clothing donated, and we're going to set up the gallery, and you can just come and take whatever clothing that you want, and there's no limit. Everything is free. So all on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., the gallery will be open for you to come and just take whatever clothing you would like. We want to thank everybody who donated clothing, and we're looking forward to just providing this opportunity for people to come and get some. There's some really nice things that have been donated, and so we're excited to just open the gallery and allow people to come and get some free clothes.
Let's say that somebody has just heard of this for the first time and they would like to donate. Is the window for that closed?
It is closed. We took them through last Thursday. We may have gotten some on Friday still, but we need to get everything sorted and ready to go and get everything set up. And so it is closed at this point.
Also coming up, Kansas Weather and Life. What is this? The photography part would be good, but the literature part, what is that about?
Well, it's about, you know, poems or other things that have been written about weather. Kansas weather affects all of us. It's you know, it can be freezing, it can be super hot, there can be thunderstorms, blizzards, whatever it might be. And so this is just a look at how Kansas weather has been portrayed in literature and photography. This will be on August 15th at 6:30. It is a Humanities Kansas program. And so people have a chance to see some photography from some storm chasers. They'll be able to share their weather-related stories and images as well. So it'll be very interesting. I'm excited to go to this one because I don't know exactly how it's all going to be put together, but it sounds intriguing because, I mean, everybody, that's what do you talk about? Hey, how's the weather? Everybody talks about the weather in Kansas, especially. So I think it'll be great.
I would love the photography, and I wasn't as interested in the literature, but I think reading some of it might be kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're going to do. Again, that'll be August 15th at 6:30.
Okay, this is not like Woodstock or anything. It's called Bookstock Music Festival.
Right.
So it's a little bit different, but kind of the same.
Yeah, well, it's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock
August. Okay.
And so we are playing on that and doing Bookstock. We're having a music festival on August 17th. That's a Saturday from 4 to 8. It'll be in that back parking lot. We're going to have food trucks, lots of music from area musicians. And so we're really looking forward to this. It'll be a lot of fun. It's an inaugural event. And I know it's in honor of Woodstock, but I think it's something that the organizers are hoping to do it again in future years.
Is there a charge or fee for it?
It's free.
And it's on that south lot.
That's the plan.
Is that the same place where they did the police department did something a few months ago?
Well, we had the police and firefighters and the National Guard there. So that was a library event as well.
And the musicians, local, just kind of set up on stage?
Yeah, local area musicians. I think, I don't know exactly the logistics of how it's going to be set up, but then I think there are also going to be like 3 food trucks there. And so it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. And then... youth services, you're not going to have them for the month of August.
Well, you know, after having over 1,600 youth participants in the Summer Challenge and a lot of programs, something every single day, they're going to take a little bit of a break for August. The youth services, they won't have their structured programs like story time and stuff like that. I think there will be one play group story time next. I don't think it's tomorrow. I think it's the next Tuesday, but it's on the calendar. But they're going to take a little bit of a break.
Reorganize.
Yes, and come up with some new ideas, too, for some new programs. And we'll be back with everything again in September.
All right. If people want to see what's happening, there's a lot of places to go to see.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our website is hayeslibrary.org. If you want to call, if you need to talk to anybody at the library, 625-9014.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming in and sharing all that great information and also partaking in some of the other conversations we had this morning.
Help.